This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The Polis administration has given thousands of pages of health data to the Trump administration. The federal government asked for information on undocumented pregnant patients who accessed emergency Medicaid. State officials say they only complied with the federal request after a California judge prohibited the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare from sharing confidential patient information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. State officials said the federal government threatened to withhold $18 million in federal funding if Colorado didn't comply. Union Pacific is working to remove a train that derailed into the Gunnison River near Grand Junction. CPR's Tom Hess reports two engineers had to be rescued.
The derailment of two locomotives and five train cars loaded with coal was reported around 11 Tuesday night. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says two engineers were rescued by 1 in the morning. Neither was injured. A spokesperson for Union Pacific says a rock slide caused the derailment along tracks a few miles south of Whitewater. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Colorado's Front Range woke up to its first major winter storm of the season today after snow began falling around 11 p.m. last night. The metro area is expected to get more than 8 inches of snow today. Forecasters say most of the snow will accumulate close to the foothills and southern Colorado mountains. Even with hundreds of plows out, CDOT says the roads will most likely be slick during the evening commute. CDOT urges motorists to use extreme caution in icy conditions, maintain slower speeds, and keep ample space between you and other vehicles. This is CPR News.